UN demands US fulfill legal obligation to fund globalist agencies after Trump withdrawal. By Simon Kent on January 9, 2026. Do as you are told, obey your legal obligation and keep sending US taxpayer dollars. That was the message delivered Thursday to the Trump administration from UN headquarters in Manhattan, New York City, in the hours after the White House announced it is withdrawing billions in financial support from 66 organizations affiliated with the globalist entity. Secretary General Antonio Guterres, a former Portuguese Socialist Party leader and Prime Minister of Portugal from 1995 to 2002, said he regretted President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the UN-related agencies, but no avenue exists for it to stop paying its dues. These include the UN's Population Agency and the UN Treaty that establishes international climate negotiations, AP reports. The US also intends to exit dozens of other global organizations or initiatives not affiliated with the UN but still reliant on massive US funding, as Breitbart News reported. As we have consistently underscored, assessed contributions to the United Nations regular budget and peacekeeping budget, as approved by the General Assembly, our legal obligation under the UN Charter for all member states, including the United States, Stefan Dujarric, a spokesperson for Guterres, said in a statement before reaffirming the US cannot withdraw its funding. All United Nations entities will go on with the implementation of their mandates as given by member states. As Breitbart News reported, the Trump administration announced Wednesday it's taking US taxpayer dollars away from 66 globalist organizations, nearly half of them affiliated with the United Nations and all of which are identified as contrary to the interests of the United States. Most notable is the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, the parent treaty underpinning all major international climate agreements. The treaty adopted in 1992 is a global pact by nations to cooperate to drive down planet warming greenhouse gas emissions and adapt to the impacts of so-called climate change. Trump, who has thrown the full weight of his domestic policy behind fossil fuels, has openly scorned speculation human activity is warming the planet, deriding it as a hoax. His administration sent no representative to the most recent UN climate summit in Brazil in November, which is held every year under the auspices of the UNFCCC. Now Trump is making sure US taxpayer dollars are no longer spent at the discretion of the UN and its associated globalist affiliates. Related, Waltz reveals how Trump killed global green tax that would have created UN climate slush fund. Wednesday's announcement surprised diplomats at the highest levels of the UN, who said they learned about the withdrawal through news reports and the White House social media. There has been no formal communication from the Trump administration outlining the decision, the AP report notes. Among the organizations targeted by the White House are the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees known as UNRWA, the UN Human Rights Council and the UN Cultural Agency UNESCO. The US also is withdrawing from and ceasing all participation in the UN's regional commissions for the Asia-Pacific, Western Asia, Africa and Latin America and the Caribbean regions, UPI reports. Trump previously suspended support for the Geneva, Switzerland-based World Health Organization, WHO. The US is the single largest contributor to the overall UN annual budget and remains the host country for its main headquarters situated on 17 to 18 acres of grounds in the Turtle Bay neighborhood of Midtown Manhattan in New York City. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.